4.1. The third point made by the Mahatma is that a religion professed by Chaitanya, Jnandev, Tukaram, Tiruvalluvar, Ramakrishna Paramhans, etc. cannot be devoid of merit as is made out by me, and that a religion has to be judged not by its worst specimens, but by the best it might have produced. I agree with every word of this statement, but I do not quite understand what the Mahatma wishes to prove thereby. That religion should be judged not by its worst specimens, but by its best, is true enough. But does it dispose of the matter? I say it does not. 4.2. The question still remains. Why the worst number so many and the best so few? To my mind, there are two conceivable answers to this question. One, that the worst, by reason of some original perversity of theirs, are morally uneducable and are therefore incapable of making the remotest approach to the religious ideal. Or, two, that the religious ideal is a wholly wrong ideal, which has given a wrong moral twist to the lives of the many, and that the best have become best in spite of the wrong ideal. In fact, by giving to the wrong twist a turn in the right direction. 4.3. Of these two explanations, I am not prepared to accept the first, and I am sure that even the Mahatma will not insist upon the contrary. To my mind, the second is the only logical and reasonable explanation, unless the Mahatma has a third alternative to explain why the worst are so many and the best so few. If the second is the only explanation, then obviously the argument of the Mahatma that a religion should be judged by its best followers carries us nowhere, except to pity the lot of the many who have gone wrong because they have been made to worship wrong ideals.